Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 696, down 1¾. March, 699, down 2¾. December soft wheat, 650¼, down 3¼. March, 660½, down 3½. December corn, 449¼, down 4. July, 476¾, down 4. November soybeans, 1315½, up 7¾. July, 1273, up 5½. October soybean meal, 415.30, up 420. October soybean oil, 41.84, down 13. October live cattle, 126.85, up 25. September feeder cattle, 157.70, up 7½. And October lean hogs, 91.90, up 172½. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Boy, good morning, Dave.
A little bit of a, I guess, a turnaround Tuesday bounce in the soybean pit today.
You know, we when we came in this morning, well, we saw, you know, a nice little bounce up in the corn and the beans. Very quiet to start the evening last night, not much at all going on. We did see a little bit of attitude hit the beans when, of course, they were looking for a little bit of increase in the conditions. We saw none. That helped us pump up a little bit. We are hearing a few yields out of northeast Indiana in the lower 30s, and also the talk that beans might be oversold. That will help the nearby futures in the beans.
And in the corn, the market continues its slow grind lower.
The yields in the corn just continue to be above expectations, Dave. We continue to see good yields coming out of the field on every time we get a harvest report basically coming in that way. You know, we are seeing some areas, though, where it does seem like the corn isn't seeming to dry down like we think it should. The moisture levels are still high, and there's some of the ethanol plants that would sure wish that harvest could go a little faster in their own areas.
Illinois, 5% harvested. Indiana, 6% harvested. Iowa, 3% harvested. Long way to go yet.
Long way to go yet. You know, and as the always used to say on Batman, the worst is yet to come. And I think that we haven't seen the worst areas of Minnesota, Iowa, you know, northwest Illinois and some of that come in, that we're going to see some of the disappointing yields. But overall, you know, we're looking at this corn number is going to get big or stay big in the harvest, and possibly that yield number could get bigger in that October report.
Yeah, Minnesota harvested zero, so.
Yeah, that, not a lot to calculate from that, is there?
No, there is not. At what point does harvest pressure this year begin to take the throttle off of basis, which has certainly gone under in the last couple days, under futures?
Oh, you know, we saw the great premium when the pipeline was dry. We saw the pipeline starting to get some stuff in it, and we're seeing the basis, of course, take the usual effects of that. And then also now, will we see the effects of a large harvest? That's going to be, depend a whole lot on what farmer does with his corn. Right now, the feeling out there is that farmers will probably store their corn in their very empty bins at home and will sell their beans as they come to market as long as they're up around this $13 mark. So, and the bean crop is a lot tighter, you know, like I say, so that's what it's looking like now. Will we get the large basis widening that we see a lot of times when we would have this kind of harvest? I mean, it's going to supposedly be a record harvest as far as bushels go, Dave. So, you know, we would think that the basis would widen out at some point in time when we get underway here in the next couple of weeks.
Certainly traders haven't put too much emphasis on the demand side of this equation because we are in harvest. But at some point, traders are going to have to come around and take another look at the demand side. Maybe they'll begin to really focus in on it on the WASDE report in October. But we are seeing these low prices begin to trickle down into the export market. I think we had Colombia today buy soybean corn when we had Mexico a few days ago buy some corn. So low prices, carrying low prices, maybe the exports will pick up.
Well, I think that's one of the big things that we talked about, that we probably will see, you know, better exports as long as we stay under $5. And I think that that's the big reason that it's going to be hard to push back up through $5, Dave, because every time we go on up there, wire exports are going to cut back. You know, and right now, one of our biggest problems is that we're the high-priced grocery store.
Mostly because of transportation costs, though, right?
Right. I mean, but the fact of the matter is, do you shop at the grocery store just down the block, even pay a little more, but not have to drive clear across town? And that's what's happening to us, because we're being underpriced by the Soviet Union, the Black Sea area, and Argentina coming will be coming on later. So that's one of the things going on. You know, we are not seeing the soybean meal, the basis levels and the price on it to feeders is still staying very high at this point in time.
How does the DDG is going to figure in all this if we have a this record crop, and then of course ethanol will eat through 15, a good third of it, and the DDGs are in continuing to improve. They'll never be like corn, but they're continuing to improve in quality. How does that figure into it this year?
Oh, you know, China has booked a lot of DDGs already, Dave, and we look for that to really help the feed market, because with the high price of bean meal and the not availability in some areas is because of the high basis levels or price to push us over there, we're seeing the DDGs go into feed rations very readily. And that is one of the great things that's about the ethanol business is when we're looking at that, those DDGs are helping to really make up part of the processing costs.
So I imagine that there are a lot of producers who might be less marketed this year than their average market rate, because they're not quite sure. It's getting harder and harder, it seems, year by year to figure out what you got in the field, but they're not quite sure exactly what they have in the field, and particularly in the beans, I would imagine. So what kind of advice do you have for those people that need to
start
working?
Well, that would consider probably about 90% of the farmers out there.
That's what I'm thinking, a big number.
This is one of the smallest years of pre-booking that we've seen in a very, very long time. Everybody, it's been wrong if you sold ahead for the last 3 years. And here again, last year's history doesn't always pay attention for this year. As we're looking at things, I guess we're still wanting to be somewhat aggressive marketing beans, especially on any pop-up here. We're thinking that the corn number here, you're looking at Dease corn here now, right at the 450 level, rallies are to be sold. Like I say, we're going to be storing some corn. We're looking out here, and, we can look at July corn. It's 477. There's a nice carry there. So storage, and if we're going to sell it into the deferred months and take advantage of your carry.
Do you think that those sales ought to happen before the new year?
Oh, that's going to be a tough one, Dave, but I think that we don't want to sit back and just leave it all unpriced. I think that, unfortunately, we are going to have a very big production of corn. Now, the one thing to look ahead is, and most of our private analysis people are saying that our corn acres will be reduced for next year, but they're still talking that we'll be increasing our carryout. So, it just doesn't look like a very, very kind picture to the corn as we look ahead for right now.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace: December corn, 449.5, down 3.75. July, 477, down 3.75. November soybeans are 13.16.75. They're up 9. And July, 12.74, up 6.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.